Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What has me most concerned about the 44th President Barack Obama is that I've never seen in United States politics in our history someone being called world president, messianic leader, our savior. When the corporate press is behind somebody like this, look out. Congressman Ron Paul joins us out of the gates for his analysis, his breakdown. The congressman from Texas, of course, a presidential candidate who sent shockwaves through the political system, the controlled left-right paradigm, is with us for the next 20 minutes to break down what we're facing. Congressman, are you feeling the dread that many of us are feeling right now?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think it's brand new. I didn't wake up with it. I've had it for a while. I don't think the election was a surprise, but the rhetoric is getting pretty strong, and they are getting very bold. I think McCain was obviously the backup candidate in case something happened where Obama didn't win. They'd have been okay. They'd have been satisfied with McCain. But they've been positioning Obama for a long, long time. You know, he's a man of the people, and yet he was the first guy to spend, more money than anybody else. He probably spent more money than everybody else put together in these last 2 years. And that was, on the books, it's about $750 million. But when you look at all the free stuff, and you look at all the things that have gone on in the last 3 or 4 years, I consider the fact that he's probably had a $2 billion campaign. But we have to realize this started a long time before he even announced to be president. If anybody who would have gotten that much favorable coverage for so long, you know that the plans are laid for him to be the individual that's going to be taking care of the corporate elite.
Well, he's the guy who helped ram through the banker takeover bill, and now what you predicted and others predicted is happening. They're openly announcing the end of the dollar, a new Bretton Woods, a new world monetary system run by a small group of private international banks. We will buy our carbon credits from them, and Barack Obama is signaled that he will do whatever they say.
Yep, and I think there's no doubt about that. He wouldn't be there if he didn't toe the line. And, when the meeting starts on November 15th for the new monetary system, this could be, the beginning of the end of what we see as what's left of our national sovereignty. I don't know how long it will take for their announcement. I guess the meeting starts on November 15th, and it won't be November 16th. I think it'll be a little while before the announcement is made and before we fully understand it. But I think the fact that the markets are relatively calm right now and the dollar has not totally crashed is all being orchestrated by all the central banks. The message is out that the dollar is doomed. They can't keep doing it. But I think temporarily they've been able to hold it together, but something has to give. And it's on the business news station now. It's not just your radio show and others talking about it. I was watching a business station yesterday, and they were very, very up. Stiglitz was on. I guess you've heard of that guy. He was on, very much bragging about this thing, about a new world reserve currency and world regulations. That means world government. And it looks like it's coming rather rapidly right now.
That's right. We played the clip yesterday. He said, over the banks, over the stocks, over every nation, a trilateral world currency, everything the Trilateral Commission announced in the 70s, everything we warned people about, and Obama is saying he's going to give us change. But the change with class warfare is robbing the middle class and transferring it all to the multinational corporations.
You know, I guess you heard a statement by Sarkozy from France. He said that we want to reform capitalism. But our president, came right back, and he says he's all for this world summit, but only on one condition, that we not tamper with the free market system. And I thought, and people believe this stuff. they just listen to that, and it just goes over their heads, and it's so sad.
Congressman Ron Paul is our guest. We're going to be back in 3 minutes for one more long segment with him, and I've got a list of important questions, but I'm not having to ask them because he's already on the same page, defending the republic, defending the true free market, defending sovereignty. We'll break down the new 44th president when we get back.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
to
stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul is our guest. For those that just tuned in, the last segment we were discussing how they're openly announcing a world government of and by a private group of central banks, the same international institutions that created the derivatives implosion that we're seeing right now. Reuters, Obama urged to shape new economic order. Biden, in the last week, his running mate, the new vice president-elect, has called for world government twice last week and a new world order. Everything we told you decades ago, you are now seeing it. So they move out the old puppet Bush. They're moving in the new puppet to fool the left now to get on this bandwagon. And Congressman, I've been interviewing a lot of international experts, by the way, including Stiglitz, who's pushing all of this right now. And they are saying, yes, the big announcement that Powell's talking about on the 21st or 22nd of January will be devaluing the dollar. And basically announcing a new economic order run by the very people that orchestrated all of this. But other world leaders are saying it's also going to be economic implosions and military adventures. Pakistan, what is this huge event where they're naming dates, but then won't tell us what it is?
Well, they're just getting us prepared, and they are doing the planning, and they're in charge. And unfortunately, the people get distracted. I consider our election this whole past year or two is just a distraction, making everybody think boy, this is really critical. This election means everything. You know, if we don't have McCain, the world is going to go to the dogs, or vice versa. If we don't have Obama, we're not going to be able to take care of the people, and the poor are all going to suffer and die. And it's all orchestrated to people, so people are misdirected from the important issues of war and peace and money and the Federal Reserve and the business cycle and all these calamities that are going on. So they don't want us to know, and by the time we do know and figure it out, then it's so hard to reverse the trend. You know, it's sort of like the Patriot Act should have been defeated before we passed it. Once it's passed, it's really tough to repeal laws like that.
Congressman Powell is saying the 21st, the 22nd. Others are naming that date. You're there at the Hill. You know, you're closer to the inside of the actual workings of power than the general public is. I mean, have you heard anybody who has inside knowledge about what the crisis is, or is it going to be the announcement of the New World Order?
Well, I think it's going to be announcement of a new monetary order, and they'll probably make it sound as very limited. They're not going to say this is world government, even though if you control the world money and you control the military, which they do indirectly, they do control the world. They're mainly interested in controlling the money and natural resources. And right now it's not in the hands of private property owners. Here in Texas, you know, we develop natural resources pretty much by private property ownership, and we all survive rather well. But compare that to what happens in Alaska. But what happens when it's a world central bank, worldwide regulation, and world control of the whole system of all the commodities and all the natural resources? What else can you call that other than world government?
And it's going to be controlled by the very financial institutions that orchestrated the controlled crisis. And they're openly saying, for those that don't know, and I'd like the congressman to comment on this, but these IMF and World Bank chiefs, the head of the International Bank of Settlements, Treasury secretaries, others, a Fed chairman, are saying that we will pay different stock taxes, different derivatives taxes, different you know, taxes on the stock market transactions, and there's going to be world carbon taxes that you buy from this group of banks. I mean, that is total control, and as Barack Obama said, he's going to bankrupt the coal industry that gives us 49% of our power. This is the neo-feudal model.
Yeah, it is. It's indirect control. They're not going to own the coal mines, but they, what they and the coal processes, what they do is just tax you, and they can control us. And I've argued the case that we don't have private property in this country anymore because we have all the responsibility and liability. But can you use your land without getting permission? You have to get 20 permits to use your own land. In order to stay on the land, you have to pay huge taxes. So we pay rent to stay on our own property, can't use unless you get government control and government permission. But here now, the permission isn't going to just come from Austin or just come from Washington. Now we're going to have to go to La Hague or, you know, wherever they control things, and the big thing here is it slows things up so much. They, I imagine, a few of them think that they'll be able to manage this, and we'll be able to help take care of everybody. But obviously, that isn't the case. They're going to make this world a lot poorer.
So Obama is the Pied Piper after 8 years of George Bush and all of his New World Order policies to lead America into the New World Order. That's why Newsweek's calling him the president of the world. They're calling him that in British and German and French newspapers, Obama mania in Germany. I mean, they are calling him the one. They are calling him the leader. I mean, anytime you see that in history, Congressman, isn't that dangerous?
I mean, that means not only dangerous, but maybe we have crossed the Rubicon. You know, maybe it's going to be very difficult. So we have to look for sources of optimism. And what do we do? Ultimately, though, all that happens to us is a result of philosophy and beliefs and convictions, and that's where I think we've made some inroads. You know, in spite of the shortcomings of our campaign, I think we made some inroads in calling attention to a lot of people in this country, the importance of monetary policy, the importance of the central bank, the importance of how government causes so much problem. It's just that we're in the minority.
That's right. Your campaign covered all the issues that are now unfolding center stage on the world. But as you said, the global crisis they were going to engineer for decades you've said this, that when we came to that point, it would be with the free market and liberty and freedom be able to use the crisis to expand liberty, or with the establishment who orchestrated it, use it to bring in more bondage. Now, I want to get into the trifecta, the House, the Senate, so now the legislative, and the executive, at least for a year or two, with just absolute power. How dangerous is that, with Chuckie Schumer talking about all these new taxes and more gun control and fairness doctrine restricting free speech?
Well, I think it's very dangerous, and the first year is probably going to be the most dangerous year. And I just think of Bush's first year, but he also had the 9/11 thing that he could use to scare everybody to death. And Obama will use the financial crisis. The crisis will get worse, and there'll be some more military skirmishes around the world. So he'll say, well, we got to do this, we got to do this. And just as the Republican Congress wouldn't say boo to our Republican president, you know the Democratic Congress is never going to stand up. There'll be a couple, maybe a Dennis Kucinich and a few others who are principled and anti-war. But the Democratic Congress will not stand up to the president. As a matter of fact, a lot of Republicans might say, hey, how do I stay in here? Obama's so popular, I better go along with it. I don't want to look like I'm in opposition to this. Sort of like how many people went along with the bailout. Oh, I don't want to look like I don't care about the financial crisis, I better vote for this. Oh, I don't want to look like I don't care about the danger of the terrorists coming here, I better vote for the Patriot Act. There's going to be a lot of that, and there's going to be a lot of legislation passed, I think, in the first year.
Well, that's the issue. Obama's called for a million-man youth brigade as large as the military domestically spying on us. He supports the warrantless wiretaps. The Air Force has now announced more brigades being added to NORTHCOM. To talk about crossing the Rubicon, what is the left, the mainline left, going to do when they realize that Barack Obama is actually going to intensify all of the policies that George Bush had?
Well, there's not too many left. I mean, you have the Ralph Naders and others, but they get marginalized just as I was in the Republican Party. So those who are principled, who object to this, aren't going to be heard from, and people are going to go along with it. And that, of course, is where our problem is. So I don't know. It doesn't look all that good.
No, it doesn't. Congressman, how do we prepare for this? How do we stop we've already had the government triple under George Bush. Now Obama's talking about expanding it even more. What do we do, in your educated opinion, to somehow save the republic?
Well, they're going to claim they're saving it because they take all these people up and put them in all these organizations in the military and type of things. Say, oh, unemployment rates are going down. That's what they'll probably argue. No, we have to continue to do what we're doing. You're in the business of passing out and spreading information. That, to me, is the most crucial, getting more people engaged, more people understanding what the issues are. Nothing else is more important than that. And then when you see an opportunity, then we have to turn this into political action, and hopefully we don't give up on that too soon, but it does get rather frustrating, especially after elections like this. But there's going to be special elections. So, there's two senators that have to resign now. There'll be special elections there. There'll be, congressmen that'll, there'll be special elections. In special elections, it gives you a better opportunity for us to spread our message and identify, because turnouts are lower. That's how I won office the very first time. If I hadn't won that thing, I'd have never been in politics.
Congressman, do you think that we are in danger of not just them using the staged economic crisis that they created to get total control, but Gulf of Tonkin's? Because they're also talking about terror attacks, inaugural bombings, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda wants to test the resolve of the United States. Do you think that's in the cards?
Oh, it sure is. But back to the philosophy, it's the philosophy of the Bush Doctrine, which was that we have the right to preemptively strike anybody. And then he even expanded that recently by saying, well, we don't have to invade and conquer, but we have the right to go in and bomb anybody without their permission. That's why we go into Pakistan and into Syria, which are acts of war. So they have the tools to do it, and they have the sentiment, and most Americans are oblivious to what's happening.
So you're saying you think members of the establishment might stage something so that people will then support more warmongering, but this time by Obama?
Yeah, of course, we've been worrying about that for a long time. I thought it would have occurred sooner because Bush was so anxious to go into Iran. It hasn't happened so far, so maybe our talking about it made him back off a little bit.
Congressman,
that doesn't mean
you.
We should be complacent.
Hold on 1 second. Let me talk.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
I am saddened. I am hurt. I have dread in the pit of my stomach. The dread has only been intensifying in the last 6 months. We're going to have unmitigated depression, squads of youth brigades. I believe Barack Obama will probably end up being the president that has me arrested. In fact, I've pretty much foreseen it. A lot of us are going to be arrested. A lot of us are going to be hunted down and killed. A great time of darkness is upon us. Prepare for the real New World Order. Prepare for it to drink the blood of the innocent out of the nations of the world. Prepare for the fall of the Republic. Prepare to be regulated and micromanaged. Prepare for the death squads. Prepare for communist-style mass murder. My friends, this isn't a joke or a game. This is the New World Order. Having its way for the population of the United States and the world. You know, I go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I look at the comments on the stories. There's like 400 comments on one story, Meet the New Boss, Same as the Old Boss, by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. 400 comments on the one on InfoWars.com. And about a third of them are in there saying, you racist Alex Jones. I've been listening to you for years, and now I'm not going to listen anymore because you hate black people. And most of them say, by the way, I'm white. Obama is our savior. They say that he will save us. A new dawn is here. And you're right, a new dawn is here. Well, we're going to break down what we're truly facing. Now, let's not be like two-year-olds or three-year-olds or four-year-olds here. Let's use real logic, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sad that John McCain didn't win. I don't care. You heard Ron Paul say he was never meant to win. They ran a corpse against Barack Obama. They have been grooming Barack Obama for a long time to sell the progressives and the left in this country to go along with any evil committed by the New World Order. I'm upset to watch people calling him the world president, the leader, crying, watching those crowds last night during his speech like they had seen Jesus return and touch down. Because I know his policies. Spy brigades, FEMA camps, wars, handing everything over to foreign international banks. It's all happening. It's in Reuters today. George Bush could have never gotten away with that because he had no political capital, because he's a bumbling, corrupt little fool who the system picked by design to do that for 8 years. And people are so one-dimensional that they email me, they call me, and again, it's a minority of our listeners, maybe 15%. We've had polls on InfoWars. You know, who are you supporting? About 15% Barack Obama. So we know it's about 15%. I mean, don't be blinded. Don't be suckers. Don't be mindless. You're going to be hurt by this New World Order very bad. Remove Barack Obama from the equation. He's a puppet, a front man. He's a brand name. They think they can sell their tyranny through. And when they're done with him in 4 to 8 years, they will give you a Republican. And then I will cease being a right-wing fascist, and I will become a commie again in the mindless left-right paradigm population. I've written some notes here this morning that I want to go over dealing with Barack Obama. I am sad because people are thinking that everything Bush did is about to be reversed, and if you study Barack Obama, they are going to kick it into high gear. They had a divided Congress before. Close margins. A Democratic Congress and a Republican president. But still, the war continued. The banker takeover continued. Everything continued. You're not going to see the phony drug war reversed in any way. He's not going to speak out against it. He supports it. You're not going to see them stop using spy satellites against the American people with the local police departments and warrantless wiretaps. You're not going to see any of that reversed. The Patriot Act, none of it. And see, like I told you, overnight, suddenly Democrats are going, hey, what's wrong with shutting down free speech? What's wrong with, you know, maybe we don't need guns anymore. You know, George Bush is leaving. You know, all, a lot of what we've gained being reversed with this stunt, this corporate stunt, this hoax. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Throughout the last 130 years, the private central bank in London has funded communists and socialists and fascists, as Dr. Carol Quigley and many other historians wrote, in favor of it, by the way. They are going to take everything we've got. They are going to devalue the dollar down to nothing. They are going to transfer trillions of your tax money that you will be forced at gunpoint to pay for. And they will devalue your currency. And I just wish that Republicans didn't act like mindless, idiotic, thin-skinned children when I went on air 7.5+ years ago and told you he was going to balloon the size of the government and come after our liberties and freedoms. And I warned you in your partisan idiocy. I said, okay, let's play your partisan game. Hillary Clinton or somebody else is going to get all that power when they get into office. And you laughed and you smirked and you joked around. And now we got somebody in there that talks about people clutching their Bibles and their guns disdainfully and a crowd of insiders laughing at us. They want our guns because they want us to be slaves. And they think the stupid public will be sold on it because a black guy, he can't be for slavery. Well, number one, Barack Obama isn't going to run anything. Get that through your heads. He is traitorously going to lead this country into the gallows. We are already bleeding to death as a nation on our knees, and they are openly announcing world government run for and by the bankers regulating you through your carbon footprint. Everything you exhale, everything you do. There's a carbon emission from almost every form of human activity. It doesn't matter if the North and South Poles got 30-plus percent bigger this year. It doesn't matter if we're already having record cold temperatures. It doesn't matter if it's because the sun has cooled off and the entire solar system is freezing again, including the ice caps on Mars, the moons of Jupiter and Saturn are freezing again, have become liquid seas. They don't care. It is a world banking system where every facet of your life will be regulated, where you will have carbon credits. They will also regulate and tax all financial transactions. This is open world government. It is a new world order. And you were preconditioned that that didn't exist and that that wasn't real. And now all these world leaders and banking leaders are openly calling for it. They are making their move, and they put a new front man in there. They're calling the president of the world to sucker the planet into going along with it. It's basic child psychology. They talk to you like you're children. Oh, George Bush says global warming isn't real. He's dumb and stupid. He's from Texas. Meanwhile, he signed on to it, has actually been pushing it, and signed us back on to UNESCO and endorsed it. So did John McCain. But then the left all said, well, then it must be real. It must be real. You know, if George Bush says it isn't, we better be for it. See that basic reverse psychology, that good cop, bad cop game that they play with you? So, Democrats, you were outraged. You were angry about Patriot Act 1 and 2. You were outraged by the phony drug war. You were outraged by the secret arrest and torture and rendition and the wars. You were outraged by the attacks on free speech and protest and demonstrations, all of it continuing. It had nothing to do with George Bush. He was a puppet. It had nothing to do with Bill Clinton. He was a puppet. It had nothing to do with George Bush Sr. These people are front men for the social engineers. Nothing is going to change other than the fact they're going to turn the heat up even more. The height of the flame, the intensity of the flame, burning this country to bits, destroying our freedoms, decimating liberty. That's the only change. There will be no change in reducing and reversing tyranny, only an intensification of it with a public confused and bamboozled into believing that they're seeing real change. And the most dangerous sign, the most dangerous issue that we're dealing with is that I have watched newsreels going back into the 1930s. I have read the historical books on every time period in the last 300 years in the United States, 234 years since our country was officially founded. And I have never seen the media worshiping someone like they were Kim Jong-il of North Korea or Stalin of Russia or Adolf Alois Hitler of the Reich. I have never seen it. In fact, it took them 5-6 years after Hitler got in power in 33. They didn't start worshiping him till 39. They didn't start using all of those messiah terms until they were getting the public ready to go into war, to go into empire, to go into unpopular things. And now they're doing it with Obama out of the gates. From the very beginning, and you notice in his speech last night, we're going to play it later in the show. You notice that he said, now I'm going to do a lot of things you're not going to like, but I'm never going to lie to you. That was a lie. He swore to vote against warrantless wiretapping against the American people. Now he's for it. He swore to end the war immediately. Now they're saying, well, we'll probably keep troops there forever. You know, we'll have a drawdown to 50, 60,000 and that's it. And I've been on international TV and radio with people, part of his campaigns. And they go, oh, that's right. Yeah, we're going to keep 60,000 troops there. Because they're done. They've done their dehumanization, their mass murder, millions dead. They've taken over. They got to move those troops on. They got to move them back here. You notice the Army and the Air Force are announcing more brigades, more units. Well, if you read the original Army Times article, it mentioned units that we exposed as being part of covert military operations domestically, paying off mayors, politicians in the late 90s. All the brigades and units we left in the takeover, released in 2000, police state to the takeover, those are the very brigades and units listed by me in the film that was in the Army Times a month ago. And Naomi Wolf and the left are like, oh my gosh, George Bush is getting ready for martial law. He's getting ready to suspend things. He's getting ready to stop the election. And I said, no, they're not. This is all being set up, like when Bill Clinton passed the baton to George Bush. And George Bush went to Congressman Dan Burton's committee and threatened them and said, you will shut down the pardon gate of cocaine dealers and the Chinese gate and all the corruption investigations. And you're going to see George Bush protected by Barack Obama. And so you are going to witness the New World Order go absolutely wild. This is their jump point. This is their big move. This is a century plus, according to Cecil Rhodes and the Club of Rome and all the official government documents of the British Empire, now the Anglo-American Empire. This is their move. They are going to destroy the United States economically in the world's eyes. They are going to merge us into a new monetary world government system of regulatory control. They are going to have a million plus, as strong, as large as the general military, civilian spy corps, bigger than the East German Stasi per capita. A million to begin with. He talked about that in his speech last night. And I got people on the message board in the comment sections of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com saying, Alex, what's wrong? What's wrong with youth corps? What's wrong with, it's like the Peace Corps. Yeah, but they got guns and they spy on you. What for? Where are the terrorists? It's non-existent. It's not real. It's us, the American people. Because they know there's going to be resistance to taking the farms and the ranches and the homes. They're playing classic class warfare. Telling people, oh, we're going to get the rich people. We're going to tax people that make over $250,000 a year. And now you really look at the tax plan, it's $150,000 a year. That's not the rich. That's not the elite, especially as the currency's devalued. That is the middle class being robbed. And that money's not going to go to you, the American people. Barack Obama, when McCain, to try to get some campaign points, I don't believe he would have done it. He's a horrible little wicked devil as well. Just not as slick as Obama, so not as dangerous. He said, well, let's actually give people money for their mortgages. Let's actually forgive part of their mortgages with the money. Barack Obama said no. And then that bailout didn't go even to the mortgage companies. It went to the private inner group of banks as money to forcibly, with regulators aiding them, got government regulators aiding the private group of banks, setting up world government, to come in and force vertical integration of insurance companies, banks, and other banking institutions, like credit unions, and there's a massive closing of the net. We got 3 million cops, up from only 500,000 10 years ago. They're talking about millions more, and 3 million enviro cops, federal enviro cops, in your yard, in your factory, in your farm, in your ranch. And you read the premises ID, the animal ID. The big companies, they're exempt from almost all the regulations. They're only for the small farms and ranches that are already shutting down. And so you're going to pay more for everything. Energy, food, shelter. Oh, yeah, and there'll be government jobs as spies, as tattletales, already one-tenth of the 10% of the college grads are Homeland Security related. They're talking about massively increasing that. They're going to shift the military-industrial complex funding, now $1 trillion, and around $300 billion of that is for domestic operations. Who runs the red light cameras? Lockheed Martin, going in everywhere. Who runs the face-scanning cameras? Other defense contractors. They are militarizing the United States. They are taking over the economy and conduiting all the new jobs and funds, not just into government, but into private corporations with government contracts. A reign of terror. Now, again, get it through your head for people out there in Obama worship. I understand you hate George Bush. I understand it was horrible. I understand he was a tyrant. I led the fight against him. And I even said, well, yeah, we should throw the Republicans out because the Democrats say they are going to end the war. I said, I don't really believe that, but let's show the public. Let's give them a shot. It's very dangerous because they'll try to ban guns. It's very dangerous, but let's go ahead because I said down the road it'll shatter the left-right paradigm, perhaps, if people see that when they're given 2 years of having control of the House and Senate, that they will not stop these wars, they will not stop the Patriot Act, they will not reverse anything, the warrantless spying, the torture. And they didn't. And so they got into power. And you saw what I predicted unfold. It wasn't hard to predict that. So understand, it's like George Bush was a locomotive pulling the New World Order train, pulling us into Hades, pulling us deeper into tyranny. And now they pulled into a side yard. They hooked a new shiny, fancy engine. Bush was a battered, you know, green and yellow engine, and they put a big, pretty red and yellow engine on there. And the people are all hailing the engine, but it's going down the same tracks, the same place, and it's bigger. It's faster. It's better. It hadn't been through 8 years of having everything blamed on it. See, they blame everything on the puppet, like Birdcage Liner. They lay it in there under the bird. It's the New World Order. All the blame for what the bird does, what the New World Order does, goes on to the Birdcage Liner, and then they pull it out after 8 years, and they stick a new one in there. Everybody's fooled for a while. And then they carry the agenda down the field again, like a drive in football. But instead of Bush staging the terror attacks, his controllers, and getting a few feet and getting a first down and getting a touchdown, and then it slowed down to where he couldn't, you know, he was worn out. People knew his games. They knew his plays. Well, now they sent in a whole fresh team. Now they've sent in the super quarterback, Barack Obama, and he plays for the New World Order. He's on the New World Order team. He said on every issue he's for it. Every issue he's for what the New World Order bankers want. Every issue. And he says, I know you love me. And he even tells the mainline socialist, we're going to cut the teachers' pay. Yay! You're not going to get any help. Yay! Which is bad enough. See, they don't need the welfare anymore. They've got control of the government. They've taken the money and given it to the corporations. They built up their war chest. They're just openly looting trillions right in front of you now. And so, hey, we're going to cut your welfare. We're going to cut your teachers' pay. You want me to play him saying it? I talk about people email me saying I'm a liar. We're going to tax you to pay the corporations a bunch of money, but you're going to get nothing. Again, I'm against socialism because it gives the globalists control, and they've always used it, but only in the earlier stages getting us domesticated. If we're going to have socialism, why not literally rain $100 bills out of helicopters, like Ben Bernanke said, but on the American people? If they're going to kill the currency, might as well, while it still has some value, get the economy going with it. I mean, it's bad, but it's not as bad as transferring it all offshore. While the banks cut off all the liquidity to Main Street, the general public, and other institutions that aren't part of the elite inner group, so they can consolidate it all. This is cold-blooded, military, economic, precision domination. Here's another parallel or parable. Another analogy. It's like Rome, the corrupt Roman imperial system enslaving the people, taxing them, regulating them, arresting them, torturing them. And one Caesar, and they would do this routinely, they would overthrow a Caesar or banish him or kill him because they knew he was unpopular. They would blame it on him, and the public for a few years would buy it and accept the exact same policies, and they put a new Caesar in. And the Caesar really didn't run anything. He was controlled by his inner court and inner group of senators. And it's the same thing again here. And so all the work we did exposing the New World Order, all the work we did exposing government-sponsored terrorism, all the work we did exposing torture is wrong and wars is wrong and killing Iraqis is wrong, a lot of that's going to be reversed now. And the New World Order is going to be able to start new wars, kill more people, just like the left loved Bill Clinton and the right loved it too, bombing and attacking Serbia. They just like the image of killing people. They like the image of power. These weak-minded people associate their personal destiny and power with the elite, the very elite that's destroying us. And so when I talk about Barack Obama having people like myself arrested, they're openly talking about shutting down talk radio, restricting free speech, shutting down, restricting the web. Europe's doing it. It's happening everywhere. It's unfolding right now. They're coming in with limited websites you can visit through Comcast and Time Warner. It's all happening right now. And they've geared up the secret police. They're gearing up the military. Democrats tend to go after their opposition more, set people up, audit them, go after them. I'm telling you, folks, we're going into the real danger zone here now. And so to see the public fool, again, I'm not saying I wish John McCain would have gotten elected. I'm saying they're calling him a messianic leader to set up their new world order. He works for the bad guys. We need to shatter the left-right paradigm and understand they control both parties. Until we do that, we're just beating our heads up against the wall. And I feel so sorry for all these people being conned.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Barack Obama, even more than George Bush, is controlled by the inner coterie, inner group of international bankers. You watch, he's going to allow them to kill the dollar, to bring in the trilateral world currency.
So many
I got Webster Tarpley popping in next hour, and I've got to go in the last hour and be in studio for TV, for our Press TV worldwide, but I think I'm going to ask Tarpley if he can do it, to sit in and do the fourth hour today. If he agrees to that, if he can, he's just going to pop in briefly in the next hour, because there's no point in having him on twice, and then he can come on and take your phone calls. As soon as Tarpley leaves us, regardless, I do want to take a lot of your phone calls today, so you can chime in on what's happened specifically with the election and the economy and all the mainstream newspapers announcing a new world order run by the banks. I mean, that's change. That's going out of the fire into hell itself, out of the frying pan into the Hades. It's just staggering to see them saying he's the messianic world leader, the world president. It's just unbelievable that he admits he used cocaine, but you watch, the drug war is just going to expand. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's who the right wing, that's who the phony right wing are. They didn't care what George Bush did. It was about their party winning and their little puppet being in there. So they supported gun control and open borders and quadrupling the size of the federal government and all of this. And now it's the same with Obama. The Democrats en masse, you know, it was about hating George Bush. It wasn't about caring about Iraqi kids or torture. It's just about feeling like they're winners. Oh, we won. Our guy got in. Hey, they stole the election twice for Bush before. They had Kerry, his cousin, and his Skull and Bones mate take a fall on top of it. That election was clearly stolen. You don't think with Obama winning by 6-7 points, you don't think they couldn't have stolen it again? No, they needed a new front man. And I have no doubt the popular vote, people didn't really vote for him. I'm saying I believe he was really elected. They didn't have to steal it. But they were stealing Senate races, House races. They were stealing county races, city races. Those fraud machines were there. We do have Bev Harris coming on tomorrow. I could have her on today, but I just want to cover this today. We're going to get into all the fraud. And now the left saying, oh, I guess voting machines really do work. I guess it's all right now. See how perfect Barack Obama is for them? We're all going to be hurt very badly by this. A very tiny group of global elitists, a few thousand of them, they're going to be empowered by it. And Barack Obama is going to turn a hellish police state loose on us. You're not going to hear him say stop tasering people to death. You're not going to hear him talk about how they have laws tailored to put black men in prison. You're not going to hear any of that. You're going to hear him push Planned Parenthood and exterminating black people and white people and brown people. He's a big pusher of that. And so now the debate's over. Get it straight. I was never for John McCain. I said I stayed out of it. I said they were both puppets and both evil. And there's no doubt that, frankly, people voting for Chuck Baldwin and people voting for Ralph Nader and people voting for Bob Barr, definitely with the Bob Barr and the Libertarians and the Constitution Party they got a good percentage of the vote. What is it, 10% or so? That was what would have pushed McCain over the edge, and he would have won. And then you'd have had this corpse, this lame duck who couldn't have gotten anything done. But see, the system needs your acquiescence. They need your support. They need you to be suckered in. That's why he's saying, we need your help, America. We need you to help build this new world order. We need you. I'll never lie to you. All he does is lie. I'll never betray you. I need you to help me. I need you to get behind what we're doing. We need you to acquiesce. That's what the system said. They said Barack Obama can bring the suckers back to the table. And he does have grassroots fascist support. They were out in the streets, just eyes lit up like they were on some drug last night. Just, oh, celebrating. Oh, change, change, change.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.